Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now time for the dog and cat soiree here on our overview of what's going on with your best friend. Warren Eckstein is a great friend of this program, a great friend to you if you're a pet lover. You should be listening to his program every weekend. The Pet Show has been on the air for a long time. And if you're a fan, you can check it out at facebook.com/The Pet Show. Follow him on Twitter at Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com. Bottom line is he really has what it takes and knows, is a student of our relationships, the relationships humans have to dogs. There was a baseball game, Chicago and Cleveland, and they, you probably know this, Warren, they every year Guinness asks some team to host a festival of dogs for one of the games. So last night, 1,224 dogs showed up at this game.
Finally, a good crowd.
Yeah. I just wonder about what do you advise people when you bring your dog into something like that? There's lots of commotion. There are a lot of people. It's a stunt, but is it really good for the dogs? There's got to be a lot of anxiety when they see the people, the other dogs around. I can't imagine it's good for the dog.
As long as you don't buy the dog too many beers, it's absolutely fine. The most important thing to do is make sure that you have a well-socialized and a well-exposed dog before you take them to a play. Don't take a dog that's been in the backyard for 5 years and then throw him in the middle of a stadium.
You know, it's really amazing how many people are focused on saving dogs. There's a lady here who's rented my stables, has brought five horses in here this week. And she has, I met her dog yesterday for the first time. This dog is a 9-month-old mutt that she, for whatever the reason, got so attached to with some friend of hers down in Georgia who has a setter that, you know, ultimately, I don't know if you saw the posting on my Facebook page, but it was around, I think it was Monday. You guys may have seen it. I hope you saw it. If you didn't, we ought to repost it. A picture taken on Sunday in a kill center with dogs having been euthanized and put in black paper bag, black plastic bags outside of their cages. There was a whole row of them. And you look at that picture and you just think to yourself, what the hell kind of people do that? But the other side of it is there are too many dogs. People are not responsible for how dogs are let loose to just go roam. And then there are a lot of people who get dogs and they can't handle them. So that's where you get it's something that I think the more we talk about it, the better it is. You talk about it on your program all the time. And I don't mean to belabor the point. I just think that it is it makes me not sleep at night.
Well, yeah, I believe, I definitely believe in no kill. I believed in no kill for many, many years. I serve on the board for many organizations that are no kill. You have to put the blame in a lot of different places. The shelters, some of these organizations, the city and county shelters, some are great, some are horrendous. And again, it's the education of the people. It's spay and neuter, spay and neuter. If you spay and neuter, it's not going to be an overpopulation. It's that simple. And adopt dogs. Don't purchase puppies. Adopt a dog from a shelter. And don't forget about the older dogs and older cats at shelters either.
All right, there's a study out suggesting that dolphins are more polite than humans. Apparently, unlike ruder human beings, the dolphins wait for the other person they're having a conversation with to stop talking.
Isn't that like, it's hilarious.
So don't name the dolphin Donald Trump is what they're saying?
I don't know. The study was published. Dolphins speak by creating pulses and whistles. Have you ever had been close to a conversation with a dolphin? What's your relationship with dolphins? We talk a lot about dogs and cats. What about dolphins?
You know, for years, a lot of people don't know this. I was the creature keeper for the new Mickey Mouse Club, and my Mouseketeers were Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Justin Timberlake. I can't look at them now because I knew them when they were like 12 years old.
Really?
But the bottom line is that we used to film that at Disney World in Orlando where they have the Living Seas. And for several segments, I would spend time in the tank with the dolphins, and there were some sharks and stuff. And the dolphins were amazing. When you're around them, somehow it's an incredible calming feeling. I don't know how to explain it other than there's sharks over there, there's rays over there, and dolphins are big animals. But when you're in the tank with them and they're near you, bumping up against you, there's something very comforting about it.
So I swam with a dolphin once, Doug, and its tail, as he was turning around going to get a piece of fish, hit me in the chest.
Oh.
Those things are 110% muscle.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Strong.
Think of what they're doing all the time in the water.
Exactly.
They're moving, and that's what builds up their strength and their muscles. Same thing happens to swimmers, good swimmers. Michael Phelps, the women that are swimmers, look at how they are built to stay in the water. All right, Warren Eckstein, check out petshow.com and his program every weekend. He's a great friend of this program, 59 past the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.